الحمد لله، لك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Azza wa Jal, will call unto Ra'isul Malaika Jibreel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, Ya Jibreel, ma li ara fulan ibn fulan fi sufufi ahlin nar. That, O Jibreel, why is it that I see such and such a person in the ranks, in the sufuf of the people of Jahannam? Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam will respond that, Ya Rabb, inna lam najid lahu hasanatan ya'udu alayhi khayruha al-yawm. That, oh my Lord, we do not find any single good deed of this person, the reward, the compensation of which can be returned to him on this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond and say that, Ya Jibreel, لكني سمعته في الدنيا يقول يا حنان يا منان. That, O Jibreel, you are saying this to me. However, I heard him in the dunya calling unto me saying, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan. So go back to him. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam will go back to this person and ask him that, O servant of Allah, have you uttered the words Ya Hannan wa Ya Mannan in the dunya? And this person will respond and say, وَهَلْ مِنْ حَنَّانٍ وَمَنَّانٍ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Is there any other being that is Hannan and that is Mannan besides Allah? Based on this, merely uttering the words Ya Hannan wa Ya Mannan, calling Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this person will be taken out from the ranks of the people of Jahannam and he will be entered into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst them. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدَنَا وَحَبِيبَنَا وَشَفِيعَنَا وَقَائِدَنَا وَقُدْوَتُنَا وَأُسْتَاذَنَا وَمُعَلِّمَنَا مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. يا خير خلق الله، لك في القلوب محبة ووفاء، المال منا والنفوس فداء، إن لقاءكم يوم القيامة فرحة ورجاء. إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم اجعل مجتمعنا هذا مجتمعا مرحوما، وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما. اللهم اجعلنا إخوة فيك، اللهم اجمعنا في مستقر رحمتك. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وانصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين، واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم أعزنا بطاعتك ولا تذلنا بمعصيتك. آمين اللهم آمين. أيها الأحبة في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. On this occasion, post Qurbani, post Eid al-Adha, after the entire Muslim Ummah throughout the globe has placed the knife to the neck, we need to ask ourselves, what now after the month of Ramadan? What now after the day of Eid al-Adha? What now after Qurbani? Is it merely a sacrifice that we have done? Is it merely a Qurbani that we have done? Or have we learned lessons from the day of Qurbani? Let me take this opportunity, my beloved brothers, in the next few moments of Iman, in the next few moments of Ruhaniya and spirituality, to go to the university and take certain lessons. Not the University of Oxford and not the University of Washington, but let us go to the University of Nubuwwah. Let us attend the university of al-Dhabih of al-Khalil Ibrahim wa al-Dhabih Ismail alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Let us learn lessons from this great Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam from the university of Nubuwah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Quran, وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam through various trials and tribulations and tests. And the one test that stands out from amongst these tests is the test of the instruction of slaughtering his son Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is relevant to our discussion today post Qurbani and Eid al-Adha. The most important test and the most important lesson that we learn from this test is the lesson of Iman. It is the lesson of Tawheed. It is the lesson of tawakkul and submitting to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is that tawheed, it is that iman for which the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam had the next cut off. That very same tawheed and iman for which the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een had sacrificed their lives. And that very same iman for which the mujahideen are standing today face to face, facing the enemy of Islam fearlessly, and they are prepared to shed their blood for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideen fi Filastin, wansurhum fi Kashmir, wansurhum fi al-Iraq, wansurhum fi kulli makan ya rabbal alameen. So the first lesson that we learn from the Jami'ah, from the University of Nubuwa, is the lesson of Iman. The lesson of submitting oneself to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. أَلَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ مَا خَلَى اللَّهُ بَاطِلُ وَكُلُّ نَعِيمٍ لَا مَحَالَ تَزَائِلُ. Everything besides Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is batil. Everything besides Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is deception. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unreal. This is taught to us in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, if it is, the ultimate is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then we need to submit ourselves to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to become true Muslims, true istislam and submission to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. In al-hukmu illa lillah. There is no authority besides that of Allah. There is no command, there is no judgment, there is no decision except that of Allah. This universe belongs to Allah. The contents of it belongs to Allah. My life and my death belongs to Allah. Our wealth belongs to Allah. So when this is the situation, then we need to submit totally to Allah. This is the first lesson that we learn from the Jami'ah and the University of Nubuwah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the incident in the Noble Quran. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. At the age of 86, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam does not have any awlad. He does not have any offspring, any children. He does not lose hope. Perhaps if it was you and I, a long time ago we would have lost hope in having any children. Leave alone the age of 86, my beloved brothers. Today at the age of 25 and 30, we are practicing birth control. We are interfering in the decree and the decision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Nevertheless, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at the age of 86, turns to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He does not turn to any doctor or any hospital. He does not turn to any Mawlana or any Shaykh or any Peer. But he turns to Allah. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, bless me with children that are pious. Bless me with an offspring that is pious. From this we learn our second lesson from the Jami'ah of Nubuwah. The lesson of the importance of dua. Dua that many of us underestimate. The value of dua, the power of dua, my beloved brothers. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, at the age of 86, when all avenues of hope are closed, he raises his hands and he asks, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, at this age, you will bless me with awlad. I am asking you. Today, at this crucial time and moment, when the Muslim ummah is in need of dua more than any other time, unfortunately, there is none to make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we lift our hands, except a few, the rest of our du'as, we find a barrier between our du'a and the acceptance of our du'a. And what is that barrier? The barrier of ma'asiyah, of disobedience of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The barrier of abandoning the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The barrier of abandoning the Quran and its teachings. This has become a barrier in between our du'as and the acceptance of our du'as. Nevertheless, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam teaches us the importance of du'a. At this age of 86, he raises his hands, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, bless me with awlad, with offspring that is pious. Lesson number 3 that we learn from the Jami'ah of Nubuwa of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The method and the adab of du'a. How do we make dua, my beloved brothers? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not say, Rabbi habli ghulama, or Rabbi habli walada, oh Allah bless me with a son, oh Allah bless me with a daughter. No, he made dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, oh Allah bless me with offspring that is pious. Why? Why pious? Because my beloved brothers, this is very, very relevant. It is very rife today. When there is no piety in the awlad, when there is no piety in the offspring, those very children who were at one stage the coolness of our eyes, they were our lives, they were our souls, they were our hearts. That very same awlad become a wabal. They become a curse. They become a burden on the parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. How many parents there are who are suffering because of the disrespect of the awlad? How many parents there are that are suffering abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse at the hands of the awlad and at the hands of the children? This is the result of us not making dua for awlad which is salih, for children that are pious. Today when the mother falls pregnant, her dua is, Ya Allah, bless me with a fair looking child with green and blue eyes. And when the father makes dua, oh Allah bless me with a child with a certain level of IQ so that my child can become a doctor and a lawyer, there is no problem with that. Make the dua. But together with that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that there are 3 people whose duas are not rejected. And one of them is a parent who makes dua in favor or even against the child. If a parent makes dua in favor of the child, that dua is readily accepted. And if that parent makes dua against the child, that dua is also accepted by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So let us take out the time. While we are making dua, it is not too late. We are making dua for ourselves. We are making dua for those around us. We are making dua for the well-being of our offspring as far as the dunya is concerned. Let us also make dua for the well-being of our awlad as far as the deen is concerned, as far as the akhirah is concerned. In fact, more importantly, we should make dua for the iman, for the protection of this iman, of the iman, that they leave this dunya with iman, that they be pious, and they be a true coolness of the eyes for us. Let us take out the time and make dua. Then we come to the next lesson that we learn from the Jami'ah of Nubuwa of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And what we started off, submission to the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. We come back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with the pious son that he asked for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his dua. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. A few years go by, the child is growing up, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. A beautiful child. The child reaches his prime. The child is a young, strong boy. Now comes the command of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The command of slaughtering your son. The command of putting the knife to your own child. This is a great test. And we learn from this, my beloved brothers, that every ni'mah of